right, you're still logged on to Straight Up Nigeria Radio as we celebrate the 23rd memorial anniversary of the passing on of the music icon, social commentator, musical philosopher Fela Anikulapokuti. This day, 2nd of August 2020, right now is the top of the hour. And you know what's happened? This is halftime. 4 hours of non-stop Fela on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We've got another 4 hours to go. And right now, we're going to take somebody who's calling in all the way from Accra, Ghana, Mr. Abimbola Olaya. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good day, my brother. How are you doing?
Yeah, can I'm you bad, hear me? My brother.
All right, how is
everything?
Yeah, we're fine. Okay, yes, I saw Ghana today.
Beautiful, sunny.
Yeah, very sunny. Very okay, sunny, are you guys feeling, fella, right there in Accra?
Oh yes. Celebration is on.
Okay, yes. All right, just for to let our listeners know, Abimbola Olaya is the son of the late Sir Victor Olaya, and of course, there's a connection, you know. Because, okay, just tell us the connection, because we know that Fela once played with your old man, late Victor Olaya, another great Nigerian musician who I'm sure someday will do some expose on him. All right, so the connection. No. You want to tell us about the connection between Fela and Sir Victor Olaya?
Fela played with Victor Olaya. He was a trumpeter and the leader of his second band.
Okay, trumpeter and really, leader of the second band.
I remember very well, really.
Yes.
Yeah, and really respected him. I liked him a lot because he always says something that, oh, Fela is a very, very, very respectful and responsible person. Mm. Very, very serious with his music. And if there was one person was sure would do something good in the future, I was always sure it was going to be Fela out of every other band members that I've worked with him. Mm. And he used to say that he was not rascal, he was not an activist, he was more of just a fun loving person and dedicated himself to music.
Really, really.
You know, that the way it actually turned out, nobody would have predicted it. Mm. Nobody, just going to England, coming back, and everything just changed.
Oh,
but
well.
Notwithstanding, he always praised him. Mm. And always loved him. Yeah, just one of the people that was happy, broke away, and became someone very, very successful and big.
Oh, wow. Yes, he was happy you broke away and made a success of it. All right, beyond you being in Ghana and Fela playing with your late father, Sir Victor Olaya, we also know that in 1967, Fela went to Ghana looking for a new musical direction. It was then that Fela Kuti first called his music Afrobeat, a combination of highlife, funk, jazz, salsa, calypso, and traditional Nigerian Yoruba music. All right, so there's a special Ghanaian connection, you know, to Fela's, you know, music. Okay, but okay, you know, going away from what your father said, well, how you respect him, how about you personally? You are not a musical person, I'm sure. You are a corporate guy, but I'm sure you have your own impressions of Fela.
No. We, funny enough, you know, everybody in the family plays an instrument.
Wow.
All of us, we all play an instrument.
Okay.
My son still plays the trumpet very well, plays the violin. Hmm. I played the trumpet, I played bass guitar. So we always, and I love jazz and African music too, very, very well. I love high life like any other thing. Hmm. The African music has come of it. And when I look at Fela has created and carved out a niche.
Yes.
For himself. That's why I like Femi too. Femi has also carved out something good. Mm. Shehu, to me, is still playing exactly what his father is playing. But, you know, when you compare all his kids, you know that those that are playing like Fela, a lot of people, we still discussed about him, a couple of my friends, you know, those that are playing exactly like Fela, people will say, ah, you are good, but you are not Fela, so don't play Fela.
That's the truth.
And when they now see people not playing Fela, you're playing something, they say, well, you want to play like Fela, but yours is different. But you have to be different.
That's the truth.
Nobody can be like Fela. Mm. Fela is an icon. He's an Abami on his own.
Yes.
He's just wonderful. God created him. God created his path already for him. All he was going to do, medicine and all the others in England, was just a way to get him to where he was supposed to go and the line he was supposed to be in. When you look at it, nobody, we still can't have another fella. So people need to accept every other person for whatever music they're playing. Fella is just on his own.
Mm.
It's a cloud. How will I put it? Cloud nine or whatever. He's on his own. He's above. Yes. Yeah. You created your music, carved out your own niche.
Mm.
Nobody can be like you. And that's the real definition when you say we are unique. God has made us unique.
Yes, yes, yes.
From
indeed.
Every other person.
We are that's all very unique.
Bella is unique.
Mm. Yeah. All right, thank you very much. All right, before we let you go, we know you're also from a musical family. Yeah. Tell us which of Bella's pieces of music or his song is your favorite.
You see, Fela is too good that I cannot really pick one good one.
Yeah.
Because anyone I'm listening to, like, people, the Ghanaian one, they played one of the Ghanaian songs over the radio like some 5-6 days ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's one channel that plays, just goes in and out of Nigerian music and the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And he played Fela's music and, whoa. You know, the one that he sang in using the three language, I've forgotten the title.
Mm, mm.
But if you can play Teacher Don't Teach Me Nonsense.
Teacher Don't Teach Me Nonsense. Okay, very fantastic and beautiful song. All right, we know that one. Teacher Don't Teach Me Nonsense. And of course, Fela was talking about democracy in Nigeria in that particular one.
Oh, yes.
And I believe that. Yes, I'm sure if you keep on listening to Spirit of Nigeria Radio, we'll get it across to you because you know today is Sunday comprehensive show for Fela and Nkulapo Kuti. All right, it's just the half hour mark, and we'd like to appreciate you for being a part of
Thank
the celebration of Fela as we mark his 23rd memorial anniversary. And of course, Spirit of Nigeria Radio continues with our programming. And thank you very much, Mr. Abimbola Alaya, son of the late Victor Alaya, who, you know, was one of Fela's, you know, band leaders, so to say. Thank you very much, Fela, played with your old man. All right, thank you very much. All the way from Ghana, we like that. And of course, we will be taking more calls as we proceed. Thank you very much.